I've got with me Karis Rice, who's a second-year PhD student at University of Ulster, and you've been at the conference, and you're also presenting the paper. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the paper you were presenting earlier this week?
Yeah, the paper I was presenting was on how government communicates with the media and through to the public, so really looking at relationships between sort of the key people who are doing the communicating within Stormont and then the key political journalists as well.
And what are some of the, I guess, the key observations that fall out of that? What are the patterns you've noticed?
Yeah, well, at the minute, we're still collecting our data, so we sort of haven't got an in-depth analysis as yet, but really just sort of looking at the devolved and power-sharing context and how some of the legacies of the past are still sort of infiltrating and causing difficulties. So, yeah, how important relationships are really within our sort of small society that we have here.
Some of the MLAs and so on make a lot out of, there's a figure of 160 kind of press officers, some of whom do internal communications as well as external, but for that kind of number of people who are involved in communications, are you detecting that there is a lot of information coming out of departments and hitting the media and hitting the public, or are you seeing just kind of a drift of press releases?
I mean, obviously, I'm interviewing the people who are telling me what they do, so...
So you're actually talking to those practitioners up on the hill?
Yeah, it's speaking to the press officers and things. But no, it seems like there's been quite an effort to sort of try and centralise communication and make it more effective.
As you kind of reflect on what you've found so far, do you think, is there healthy communication or are there healthy relationships?
Yeah, there certainly are. There's really productive relationships, and I think that's really important in terms of politics and media and ultimately, obviously, the public getting information. So, yeah, I think it's something which has been touched on throughout the conference is sort of the image of politics and media and the reality, and often it seems to be very negative. That's the image we're portrayed, and I certainly wouldn't say that was completely fair.
And when will people be able to read about what you've discovered? When will that finish?
Well, I'm hopefully going to have some journal articles out which will sort of touch on the initial findings, but my PhD finishes in about a year and a half.
Okay, a long time to wait.
So a long time.
Yeah. In general,
in the real world, in the academia, that's short.
That's doing it on time.
Yeah.
In general, have you enjoyed the conference? Have you got?
Yeah,
got
I really have. We've got a big range of people that have came to it. So some, say, high profile people as well. So it's interesting to hear sort of people that are working in the field talk about how we need more engagement with academia, which has been something which keeps being highlighted. So I think that's a good way forward.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thanks.